Tamam. Okay, we were talking about the Hatanas Hayamim, and different situations where Hatanas Hayamim might not apply. Moshe has a tshuva here on page 39. What, 17 or 17? 17. He says, Ishak Shirosa Haisa Purusha Mibala Machmas Isur O Misha Machala Imamo Vazmana Prisha In other words, what if, so normally we say the prisha of the Hayyamim has to come from the period and onward. But before the period, even if they weren't together out of choice, so then that does not count, because that's the gzera that the Trumas Hadeshin brings about of lo shimsha atu shimsha. But the post can discuss, what if it wasn't out of choice? What if the reason they were Porish was because it was Tisha B'Av, or it was Yom Kippur, or it was the Yom HaVeses? Will therefore that make it a... So the Rav Moshe says, "Isha Shapirsha Mival Machlas Shehu Haya Yom Haveses." The Nohagis live for Shkol HaMeis LaEis. Ubo Haveses Miad BeLaila DeAcharkach. Kevin the Machmas Iser Haisa Prisha Nechshe Yosef Minyan Chamisha Denogim Shelo Lemnosam Bezayin Hanikim. So what if a woman had the Yom HaVeses at night, so Aisha Shapir Shabbat Machmash Hu Yom HaVeses, no guess who lived first, and she's in no way to be Parish like the Orzarua. Right, or if it's the Placey, 24 hours. Uvo haveses miyad b'layla deacharkach. Kevin the machmas iser haisaprisha nechshem yom zeh b'minyan chamisha yom. In other words, there it wasn't because of that they chose to be parish. Here it was al pi din they had to be parish. So if al pi din they had to be parish, then that could count towards the 5 days, even though the period is going to come after. In other words, they were Parish, outs the Vesas, and then the period came. In other words, it's a little confusing, because when he says, Isha Shapirsha Mibala Machmas Yom HaVeses, right, that's the day you pour it, the owner. And then when he says, Bo haveses miyad b'layla acharka, what does that mean? No? Well, the actual period, exactly. So he's using the two same words for two different things. So it's very confusing. Because he's saying, Isha shepir shemal machmas shu haya yom haveses. So she was parish, and no negas lufers kol meis leis. And then the period came right away, b'layla. The first word vesis means yoma vesis. The same word vesis means the period. But the pashas, so therefore it counts. Therefore it counts. And there are earlier poskim that speak about this as well. if it comes, the Pashas is, but it has to be right away. In other words, if you have the Yom Vesis, and then the period, say, comes 3 hours later, so the Chora, those 3 hours, in other words, after the Yom Vesis is over, it didn't happen right away. It was 3 hours later. So then there was even though they were Purish, but then again, you have, then there would be the Gzeira of Loshimsha after Shimsha. It has to be a time that there's no Shat Heter in between. Because once it's Shat Heter, then you have the Gzeira of Loshimsha after Shimsha. Now, it's interesting, there's a... there's another halacha here. We'll see in a second. Let's take a look now in the next packet, 17A. There's the famous tshuva of the Trura Shai. Page 17. Shur Shai is a classic sefer, not so known in the literature people, but in the more belt. It's a well-known sefer. So what happens if a woman got married and she had bilas mitzvah? So she was poyresh al zdam besulim, and then her regular period came. So that's a similar type of halacha, because she was poyresh al zdam besulim, so then that was medina she was poyresh. And then the regular period came, and there was overlap. There was no Zman Heter. So that's the question. I say the regular period was only 3 days. So would we also say that, you know, So he writes here on page 18. Chaimatzas v'zitara achvada yomim arishon lo yiplu olo lo b'cheshbon hachamisha shel v'nei sviras azayit kiyim. See on page 18 on the right side on the fifth line in the middle. Avade yomim rishon lo yiplu v'olo lo b'cheshbon hachamisha l'fnei shvir sayin nekiyim. Deina dome l'lo shimsha v'lo haya bai lo b'ir. Deruya l'b'ila. Hashem yikim b'zeh kevin t'asur v'shamish. Ein chashash mishum pleit t'shech v'zer v'dom v'posha v'ed t'ar v'raya. So that's from the earlier post. You see? That's the same you sowed. He uses it by what? By Adam Basulim. But it's the same idea as by Vesis.
By Yom Kippur.
Yeah. So Yom Kippur, we'll have to see by Yom Kippur in a second. Yeah, so one second. Yeah, let's call in the Dark Yeshuva. Yeah, so page 20. Yeah.
If there is a hypothesis that the days of the period also can be considered for letter Shepazera, in other words, you can, the Amtara can be during the actual days of the flow. Is that correct? For instance, if she No, I'm just trying to clarify that.
Yeah, in other words, normally a woman bleeds for 5 days. So then
right, but
she has her...
If she bleeds for 5 days...
Then she has her 5 days.
Right. No, but let's say you have your kippur right before she had her
okay,
period.
So let me explain.
So the days of the period that after your kippur can also start as the Yom Tov. If your kippur is Wednesday, and she was parish because of din, and then Thursday, Friday, is her shehapur flow, those days of the flow, in such a case, can be part of the Hamtana.
The days of the flow are always part of the Hamtana.
Right. But
that's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is whether the days before the flow could count.
But the days of the Hamtana have to be consecutive or not?
Yes. So let me explain. Look on page 20. This is a Sefer Levushei Oz. Levushei Oz. This was Shlomo Zalman's son, Rav Azriel Orbach. So in the Sefer Levushei Oz, he says like this. So first he wants to say that maybe the Onos Horza road doesn't count, it's only a Chumrah. So it's... Then he wants to say, what about Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av? So he says, Kevanena Prisha Behem Mishum Nidus. He says, maybe that doesn't count either, because it's not Al Tilchas Nida. Kein Das Sagon Rav Yosef Shalom Al Yoshev. Now, Rav Azriel Orbach is Rav Shlomo Orbach's son who married Rav Al Yoshev's daughter. And then she passed away. And so this is son-in-law. This is Shlomo Zalman's son. So he says this chiddush, which maybe says Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av, if they're before the days of the period and you parish, doesn't matter because it's not a nidus of. Then he says Shur Shai Hitir Av B'Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Chazal Kol Shai Shasur B'Tashish Lo Shai Chligzor L'Shim Shah Tu Shim Shah. I don't know, does the true Shai say that? He's calling the true Shai saying that. Does he really say that? No? What does the true Shai say? What was the case of the true Shai? No.
Between
Tam Besulim. Does he say Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av? I don't see that in the Shur Shai. So you always have to look things up. He's claiming that the Shur Shai said that who had been no, after Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. So what's the difference? So he says the difference between because it's not else needless. I don't think that's the issue. I think usually Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are not going to help Because she's not going to get her period the second Tisha B'Av is over. That second? Manushach, if she gets a period during Tisha B'Av, then you don't need Tisha B'Av to be, then it's the period that caused it. And if it's a little bit after Tisha B'Av's over, but then you had a time in between of Heter. So what does it help? It only will help if it's mamish, the second Tisha B'Av ends, she gets a period, which is very rare.
Yes.
So Mamela, so that's why, but in the case of the Dam B'Sulim, she already, halakhically, she has a period days before. So then it's going to overlap. And that's why, if you look carefully, I don't think the Tzur HaShai ever said what he's claiming that he says. No, you have it in front of you. Don't trust me. Don't trust him. Right? What do you say, Maureen or Frankel?
What Rebbe is saying is true also of the Moshe Shuvah.
Right.
So, I mean, if we're going to accept what Rebbe Moshe says...
Right, so Rebbe Moshe also... So, what's his Lashon, Rebbe Moshe? His Lashon was... Maybe the Baha Ves is Miyad. Miyad. So he says, if it comes Miyad, then El Haram. But the way he's saying it is, but usually it's not going to be. No, so Rav Moshe is a very limited thing. But I do agree with Rav Moshe that you don't need a needus type of thing. Mustama means that whenever Al Pidin, you're usher, so then you don't say the Gzeira lo Shimsha to Shimsha. I don't think, you know, what he said, it has to be a nidus to kahalacha. I'm not so convinced that's the case. But it does have to be miyad. That so Rav Moshe put that in. Here he doesn't even put that in. You understand? It's not sure that he's not being omitted on that. Which so that's the problem. So I have a double problem with the Levushios. Number one, I don't think the Tzur HaShai ever said it. I don't think you could say it unless it's like Rav Moshe said. So Rav Moshe was very careful in his words. That's why he used the word Dafke Miyad. Well, what can I tell you, Rav Moshe? And then Harav Noach Isaac Olbaum has a tshuva on this. On this whole topic. And he has a summary on page 23. He says, Pirsa nidach abilas mitzvah, sagilim nos heyomim abilas mitzvah. Right, so that's Beferish of the Tzur HaShai case. That's she had Adam Basulim, and then 2-3 days later she became a Nida. So then there was no Shas Heter. So then, it's, I understand. Then he gives another case. So the Halacha Aleph, I'm masking with him. That's the Halacha base. Heichash Asur B'tashmish Machmas Avelos. So if she's also B'tashmish Machmas Avelos, I'm also masking. Because so she's in the middle of Shiva, and then in the middle of Shiva she gets a period. I say the period was only 2 days. And like those last 2 days of Shiva would start on the last day of Shiva and the day after Shiva. It was a 2 day period. So then also there was no so I'm also masking. So number two. And let's see number three. Motza kesim v'rosu shuv dam lachar ezi yomim sagi lahamtein he yomim mitzias hakesim. Yeah. So she saw kesim also. The only shayla is what kind of kesim is it? 1 second. Is it a kesim tomei or kesim tohar? Whereas if it was a kesim...
Kesim tohar is...
No. In other words, if it was a kesem tomei, so for shteitzach, now she's an eider. So then, of course, even though the flow came later, but what about a kesem tohar? So this I have to be maskim with Moreinu Harav, what? With Moreinu Harav Shmuel Halevi Vosner, Zatzal. Let me say, then give me a chance. So Rav Vosner, he has a lot of relatives in America, Rav Vosner. In Muncie.
11
Emmis Lane. See?
You saw that by Hilchos Avelos, you went there on Pesach.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So, wait, what page is it? Rav Vosner, Shirei Shevet Halevi? Yeah, the other packet, page 42. So he says a good zog. Imrosa, second arrow. Imrosa mara mesupuk. Say she saw some mara, either a riyah or a kesem, and she was mesupuk, and they stayed apart, and then she became an eda. So then. Those days that she was Purish al Safek count. Whereas the rabbi wasn't available right away. You know, some rabbis have, like Rabbi Olbam, he has a Dropbox. You know, you leave it in the Dropbox. So usually they get away. Back right away, but say the rabbi didn't get back right away, he was away, whatever. So she was waiting for the response, so in the meantime she was parish. And then the rabbi says, Tor! And then she gets a period. So the maisa, the kesem was Tor! And yet what? It still counts, because they were parish, machmas safik. You see?
Well, but if it's a bad like kesem Tor, she had a safik.
No, I mean it's Vade Kesem Tor, but she was Purish. She was Purish. And then the Rav Paskin is Tor. So you can count the day she was Purish. She was Purish. If the rabbi told her it was Tor, and then she doesn't have to be Purish, and now she decided to be Purish. So that's a difference. That could be a different story. But it could be also, if a person's spotting, and they're Purish, because they see that it's happening. So maybe that could also be mitzarif, because lemaisa, you're doing it mitzar. Necessarily mitzad hadin, but mitzad zehirus, that you know that you're spotting, so if he's going to be boil, so that probably could also count. But if you just stop doing it, machmas your ratzon, that's a whole different story.
What happens if you have, let's say you have on the 10th of Tishri from Kippur, and on the 12th of Tishri she was, on Yom Kippur she was forish Mishum Beses. And 2 days later, she was Purish Mishum. On Yom Kippur, she was Purish Mishum Idli.
Yeah.
And on the 12th, 2 days later, she was Purish Mishum Bezos.
Yeah, no. But there's 2 days in between.
There's 1 day in between.
So 1 day in between is no good. Now she has to start over again. She can't count Yom Kippur now. Because she had one end day.
The person has to be consecutive.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Now the next Nakuda is the following. This comes up a lot. That you have people who can't get pregnant in a regular way. So they have ways of, used to be called artificial insemination, now it's called IUI, that they put zera into the woman's body. And they often will do it even during the Zayinikim. They often will do it during the Zayinikim because she's not, even though she's in Vadainida, but they're not having Tashmish. So So they're going to have a child be nolad, becoming pregnant while she's a nida, but because it's not derech tashrish. So the shaila is, if she's getting zera put into her body during the Zayin Nikiyim, so then maybe now she was so the Zayin Nikiyim because of poor teshechva zera. So in other words, she's going to get pregnant either way if it works. But now the question is, when could she go to the mikvah? Could she have a regular count? Or does she now, is it like a case where the Gemara says, if somebody made a mistake, it was boiled their wife during the Zayin Nikiyim. So now there's a halachos shechva zera in the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim. So the halacha is you have to wait.
You have to wait
3 or 4 days, not just one day. You have to wait right in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim. You can have a pause for like 3 or 4 days. We'll see. So what do we say over here? This is different. It's not beer. What's the difference? So let's take a look on this halacha. So let us look on page 3. Let the shechva zera.
Let
the shechva zera sosa the day but if in the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim they have tashmish,
then it's sosa the whole thing.
Not the whole thing.
3 days.
What?
3 days.
Yeah, that's because in the middle, it's only sosa one day, but the 3 days that's coming out. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Mikvos, Uvedes Kochavim. Shepolta Shekhar Zerah Yisrael. We have a non-Jewish woman who had Tashmish with Yisrael. And then she's Poletus, the Tashmish. So the Mishnah says, Tmeya, says the Bartanura, Hatipa shall shechva zera shall palta, is Tame. Bas Yisrael shall palta shechva zera meyovet kachovim, but the Bas Yisrael who are Tashmish with a goy, and then she's Poletus, Tahora. Because it's the shechva zera of the goy. But in the first case, it was the shechva zera of the Jew. So if the shechva zera of the Jew, even though the question is the shechva zera tameh or not? So if it's a Jewish shechva zera and a goyish woman, so it's tameh. If it's a Jewish woman, called the shechva zera with the chavim, it's tahora. And then the Mishnah says, Ha'isha shashimsha beisa. The yard of a tavla. So she was, as the Yachin says, she was nivelas, and then she went to the mikvah. V'lo kibda sabayis, and she didn't clean herself out. Ki'ilu lo tavla. So it says the Barkimu to the Chashin Shem Tiflo Tipas Shechva Zera Shenishala Ba'osa Mokho. So that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says the Shechva Zera of a Jew is Tameh, Shechva Zera of a Goy is not Tameh. So let's look in the Mishnah Chareinah on page, right here, this page, the bottom. Knan is shapolta. Yeshu stafik. Yisrael cotton pachas mi ben teisha. She ain't biyoso bia. What's the din of a Yisrael cotton? Tochas ben tes. So what's halacha? The halacha is that a male bia is not until he's 9 years old. So even if physically he did a maisa bia, it's not considered a maisa bia until you're nine. And a woman, a ptana, is age three. So what if you have a nine-year-old? I'm sorry, less than 9 years old, who had tashmish with a gedola, and she's palta. Mi metami mishum paletus. Mi neva came in the ain biyoso bia. Do we say that it's not a maisa bia? Vafil ra carry and carry a metamo. Which of course of Rambam. He came in and played an ami love klubhu, veina tamea. So male is not tamei. Odil mal the Indian paletus ain chiluk. What do we say? No. So the fact that the person doesn't have a maisa bia, does that mean the carry is not? Pashas, you would think it's carry. Mice, it's carry. The same, you take it to a lab, it's the same carry as. So that's the question. Well, what if a gadol is bal ktana less than three? Kevin den biyasa bia play doesn't have enough plata. The garam be bal knanis biyasa bia. But then we came into zereshal gadol who the tamed plata. So which one is it? In other words, what if you? Yeah, there was no maisa bia. She was a 2-year-old, but his zera. But it was a zera of a 10-year-old. So the question is, there was this Polata Shekh Vazera Toloi on the Maisa Bia or not? But we say the bottom line is, it's Shekh Vazera. And the Gemara Nidah says, Parak Poletas, typically Mishum Mishameshes. My kusha, mishkachas begadol abal ktan, mishum mishameshes leika, mishum paletus ika. But as the Gemara says, a paletus shech vazera is tamei. What do you need to do in a paletus shech vazera? The fact that she's mishameshes should make her tamei. From the actual tashmish. That's what the Gemara asks. So Mishnah Rona asks, but not every time paletus is mishameshes, because you can have a case where there's no tashmish. So, but the fact that the Gemara didn't answer that, so it's mashma that it's always mishameshes, then it's mashma that if it's not tashmish, it's not paletus. So this is, so that's what, and he gives the Bitzarachim. So that's the, Rav Abadi's told me that that if it's no Maisa Bia, there's no Din of Polat HaShech Vazer. No. We're talking about an IUI. To get from a guy is if the man is infertile. But a lot of times the man is fertile. It's just not derech tashmish. Because his zera doesn't, it can't be mazriya well enough to impregnate his wife, but if you take the zera out of him and then you would shoot it in so they could focus it more, you know, then they could get pregnant. So a lot of people who are pregnant through IUI. The Chiddush of Rav Moshe is that he permitted even to go to a sperm bank. Somebody came to me once.
IVF.
Somebody came to me once. So I thought they were coming to me for a heter for birth control. So I'm like, no. They came to me to tell me that that it looks like the man cannot, happily married couple. And he said that he found out that he can't father a child because, and you're never going to know this before the wedding, you know, who's going to, it's not like anyone was hiding anything or, it's an innocent situation. So I spoke to Rabbi Weitz from Machapu. He said we should get a second opinion. So we got a second opinion, and the second opinion just confirmed the first opinion, that it was not. So Maisa, what they did was they went to a sperm bank. Like the daughter called said, they followed a Moshe Shita once after a Goyish sperm. By the egg, Rabbi Cohen follows the sheet of Dafka, a Jewish egg. That's what I follow also. But you get, and then also, you know, you can find the physical features, because you don't want the husband and wife, they're little too short couples, you know, and then they get a son that's 6'10", you know, and they're light skinned and it's dark, you know, so everyone's gonna. So they match it up with the features. So, you know, no one... And Baruch Hashem, they got the thing and they have a child. So that's the Chiddush of Moshe. So you could go and take someone else's Zera and impregnate your wife with that. And others don't like this, you know. Other rabbanim think no, that's Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, that's Bilbul Zera, that's terrible. But in real life, Rabbo saying, you know, I also would think, you know, in the theoretical world, I would think, yeah, what is this? But in real life, you know, you see this the tsar of people that can't have children, and. And if there's a way that they can possibly do it, so that was. I think this is one of Ramosha's most, you know, significant tshuvas that he wrote in the whole all of the Gris Moshe, this happened.
But also the Hazra Melachtis.
This is the Hazra Melachtis.
Well,
this is it. Zehu. This is it. This is Hazra Melachtis. This is it. This is it. Yeah, the Satmar Rebbe wasn't happy.
Yeah.
You can read the whole story in the biography of Rav Tzuvia Goldstein, where book speaks about the Rabbanim that the Satmar Rebbe sent to the delegation, the Satmar Rebbe sent to Rav Moshe to try to sway him to not have this shita. Big rabbanim, not small. I can tell say all the names, but I don't want to say all the names on the. But they were big rabbanim, and you can read it in the biography. I don't know. They sold it. That was a good biography of Tzuvia Goldstein. So Rav Moshe wanted someone, you know, to be with him. You know, like all these three big rabbanim are coming to Rav Moshe, even though Rav Moshe was, you know. But still, he wanted a friend. So Rav Tzuvia Goldstein was the one he picked to. to be on his side, you know. And in the end, Rav Moshe, everything made some. I don't know, but the kids, Rav Moshe really held that. Other things I can't say on the recorder. Her husband?
Her
husband would not be considered a halakhic father of the baby.
He was raising him?
He's raising him, okay. So it's like adopting,
like
right. So, Begad El Yosem Meso, so it's an Indian, but it's not really... I recently had a case I'm presently involved with. This is a good Shaila. This is a good shot. It's a good shot. So he got to, they got to the sperm. So, no, in other words, this other case I was talking about, Baruch Hashem, they have their child, they're happy, you know, I was at the, you know, at the bris, and the hule, well, all's good. This other shayla is a fascinating shayla. We're going to fully resolve it, but we're going to have to resolve it sometime before the birth. And that is, again, happily married couple. No, and then the husband can't father a child. So they got a sperm, and Baruch Hashem, she's pregnant. So what's the complication here? The complication here is that he's a Levi. So what are we going to do? This boy is going to, they know, they did testing, so they know it's a boy. They know it's a boy. But what are you going to do? The father's a Levi, and you're going to call up the kid as Israel. So can we give him an honorary Levi certificate?
Is there anything for a halal for a Levi?
Right, there's no halal for a Levi, but the Maisa, he's not a Levi.
Right, they just like pretend.
Right, so that's what we're working on now. Rabbi Weitzman thought that maybe somebody wrote a tshuva one. We're still looking into this, but you know, obviously, like the mother said to me, there's no way that my son, she said that you are going to be a Levi, and my son is going to be a Yisrael, and everyone's going to be talking. He's getting the Yisrael aliyah, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the shul is going, oh, you're getting Yisrael aliyah, and then, you know, and then everyone, you know.
I'll
go right to
the
street corners. Yeah. Captain, don't think you're not being hiding? Yeah, right. The baby, it would be, I mean. Okay, so the pidyon ben aspect is a different thing. But this is, but what we're here talking about today is this other shayla of Achim Hosnida. These other shaylas are fascinating shaylas, and as I said, this was Rav Moshe's major breakthrough, and I can't say much more because it's going to be recorded. So, but you see, sometimes a psak halacha, the person who, when he's alive, he's behind it. Sometimes after he passes away, you know, and you don't have the gavra behind it, then the, you know, people get a little more afraid to, Yeah, I'll give you another example, not in this area. You know, when they first, again, leaving out names, places, it was a certain community that was one of the first communities to make an Eruv in the metropolitan area. And there was so much, I think Rav Moshe held, that you have the Kana Al Gabayim. So, but all you need, Mikir Din, is a 10 Tfachim Kana, you know, 10 Tfachim Lechi. And then you just have to eyeball it to see that it's underneath. And that's how they made the Eruv throughout the community. It makes it much easier. You use all the wires already up from the telephone wires, and you just put 10 fucking pieces of wood underneath. You bang it into the telephone pole or whatever, and it's underneath. And you go with Firosei Naim. Now, for states, if we go with Firosei Naim, it's probably not going to be true in reality. But the question is, does it have to be true in reality? So when Moshe was alive, that was the... He, I believe, held that it was enough, the Firos Inayim. After he passed away, the Rav who made the Erev said, you know, we want to redo the Erev now. Nothing changed. But what changed? The answer is, what changed is that Rav Moshe passed away. That's what changed. So, you know, then the heter becomes, you know, it's the same heter. But you know how things work in the world. Okay, that's enough I could say without, we'll be put on record. Everything else is on the closed doors, Okay. Yeah.
I'm just sure the IUIs are about the same thing as that nice idea, so therefore it doesn't break the title for the council?
Yeah, so, right. Yes, so that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Kenny Brander always says from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, he got smicha from Machon Pua, and he's known from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, which gave the bechina. So I think in his bechina, he held, he should, that was the question he asked, whether you have to have a din pulat to shechazera on an IUI. I think Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, I think Rav Brander said it was machter that. But Rabbi's maker, Rav Moshe also. Rav Moshe, let's see. What page is Rav Moshe? See if I can find Rav Moshe.
Yeah,
that one line. That's all I'm looking at. Page 6? Yes. Rav Arnfelder wrote this farm called Rishume Aaron. Rav Arnfelder was a Talmud of Rav Moshe. Not only a Talmud, he was a Mishnah. He was in the apartment like 3 hours every afternoon when all the Shilas were coming in. And he was... So I met him at a chasana once. We sat next to each other. We schmoozed in Yoni Nida, and nothing like that. And then he said to me, we should keep in touch. So Rabbi Tuchman always encouraged me that I should keep a kesher with Rav Arnfeld, so I get a Messiah from Rav Moshe. So I kept up a kesher with him. He gave me his card. He used to live here in the Heights, but then he moved to Philadelphia. He was the Rav of Philadelphia.
He was a Rav Moshe in the
Kafke. Kafke, yeah. And so... He knew the real stories, he knew. So he writes here, so a lot of these things are very bekitzer. You see, at the end of his life, he could hardly see Rav Arnfelder. So, so a lot of times I had to call him up to clarify what he meant by this. So he says, Rofei shehizrik zera l'toch ha'isha b'mei ha'zrayim kim ein lach shiva kipolet t'shich v'zera me'achar ve'enu ela ma'at nechnas ha'mok l'toch gufo. Even though I think, if I'm not mistaken, I have the notes that wrote that I heard from Dr. Fattel that there's more zera that goes in with artificial insemination than goes in with a regular bia. But nonetheless, he's saying it's amok, and it's not going to come out, and it's only a little. So he was making on that. One second. And yes.
The fucking in Rishume Aaron, they were things which Rav Moshe intended to be publicized?
More
like specific cases with other factors.
So I have to leave that up to his of Arnfelder's Kavistas.
He probably asked from Domitrov.
Not necessarily, I don't know. He probably did it himself, but I can't say for sure. But he was a man of stature in his own right, so he had a, In the Sefer Imre Yosef, in page 11, so he says differently. should shave it halevi, nishal be isha shosu l'hazram l'achoti d'machras hayom. So again, the hazram l'achoti from his zera is not such a, you know, not the biggest kiddush in the world. The only question is, you know, how do you get the zera out? How do you get the sperm out? Right? So either you do it through baisabia, in other words, you use a condom or maybe a condom with a hole, and then they have to rush it to the lab to get it right away. You know, or do it biyad in the office, you know. And that's less preferred because that's, you know, not through a maisabia. But there are some rabbanim who hold that that's not called a vatala, because the maisa, it's good to be used, you know, either for checking or putting it in, etc. For, you know, hopefully it's going to be used to put in the woman. So he writes here, Rav Vosner, he's poshut not like Rav Moshe and Rav Mani, that it's considered, it's like Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, that it's considered a paletus, the kaimel maskana, the paletus roahave. Because the verse says paletus is considered a ria, and not a nogas, that's what we learned, and that's why it's sosa. So he says, no. That it's considered, and Rav Eliashiv also. And he says that it's, the verse says it's no worse than Kazrim Lo Shimsha to Shimsha. So if it goes in Lo Shimsha to Shimsha, so here certainly we should be goes there. Others disagree. He quotes here from the Erie. Shishish Apolishuk was the second column on page 12. Shishish Apolishuk was every time Sholosh Onos, the man from Lesser Tumas Ria, from Mokhav and Bishop Yishay and Matame Shayatso and Chutz, Bishop Matame Taker Shenekar and Ball of Beis Achitzon. Shatumash of Zera, Mishum Nagas, it's a tumas ria, the Miri says. Because the din of palatus is even inside the body. Because it's a ria. So, and therefore he says, Me'ata, the Miri, Ein tumazu ela baba sholosh, shebiyasa biya. Kusa biba sholosh, abdolish lo vidaka, ena tuma, sadmaka became, so it's not. Tuma vumi diva Miri, dein tumas palosh shechva el hechati yika biya. You need a maisa biya, so then we can view it when the shechva zel comes out, as if, like, there's a riyah. You could, if she's not a, so the Meiri writes, you need a Maisa, you need that she's royal Bia, Torah's Ria.
Tumazul b'vasholosh b'yosibiyah.
So he says you can only have, you want to see the Meiri is right here. Look, the Meiri is right here. Page 2. Huh? So we should, yeah. Well, we should. Maybe it's a chiluk between paletus and mishameshes. Into the zel vasholosh. Shabbi yosu bia. 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 Shabbi So he says the tumas ria, so you can. So that's his point. So the Meiri writes at the Farish. It has to be. Avav ishi ishi and matami sheyitz el chutz. Ishi matami tekev shenekar bala bais achitzon. And the shumash of zot zorah mahusiv. Momi shem togasi shere tumas beis a storm. It's a tumas ria. I have told the Shibusha Paltakaka, I didn't care, I told him to do a little bit of a shawl, I have to be a kidaka. But maybe you could say, no, not that you need a Maisabiyah, it's that if she's less than three, there was, Paletus Shechvazer means it was in the Rechem, and she was Paletus from the Rechem. But when she's less than three, it's like she didn't have a Rechem. But maybe once she has a Rechem, even though it wasn't a Maisabiyah, not. So that's his counterclaim. Okay, so that's the machloikas, a big machloikas. But the lemaisa, the yeshal milismo, even though there are shitas that are machmir in this. And then last thing is the Metzian Abashol. Metzian Abashol, 25. He says, you want to have another way of getting to the mikveh early, after 2 days of. You want her to be able to count 2 days of nidus, and then start the Zayinikim after 2 days. She only needs 2 days, so normally he still have to wait 3 days. So he says, very simple. I don't know, it's not my style, but he says 3 days before she gets her period, she should tell her husband, I got my period. Make up a story. So Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Surah. So now he's Atzatar. Alpidin. She says, even though it was a lie. And the male Alpidin, it's Shavi and Afshe Chaticha Disura, so they have to be Parish Medina, not because, and Mela, then they could count the those 3 days that he, so she's going to leave for 2 days. Right? And then, so instead of having her wait 3 days afterwards and then go to the mikvah 3 days later, before the period comes, she'll make a story up. That I got my period. She didn't get the period. She made it up. And she's sure she's parish al pi din. This is Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura. That's his work.
Yep.
I don't know. It's not my style, but okay. It's interesting. I'm with Tian Abashal. Okay, Rabbi, so these are some interesting inyanim of today. Let's just continue on.